and brown it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you get them brown, then you add some water to it.
Uh-huh. And what do you call that?
A brown gravy.
Brown gravy.
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever call it red eye gravy or red gravy or a ham gravy or something like that?
Well, if you don't put nothing in them, you can call them a ham gravy.
Uh-huh.
See? That's just the water from the ham.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the liquid that is burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
How about a long-legged hog with a very thin body and a long snout?
We call that a pine root woods rooter.
Okay. How about an itching soreness between your toes? What do you call that?
Some people call them a ground leek.
Mm-hmm. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Corn liquor is the only thing I know you make home.
Do you have a word for cheap whiskey?
Well, some cost a dollar and a half, some cost more.
And what was the first thing you called it? Cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey, yeah. Yes.
What do you call that?
That's about a dollar and a half, you see, for cheap liquor.
Uh-huh. A dog in the house, is that?
A dollar and a half.
A dollar and a half. Oh, no. What do you call it, though? What do you call cheap liquor?
Corn liquor.
Uh-huh. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
A dog.
A toy?
A doll.
A doll.
Yes.
How about all kinds of things like, you know, trains and dolls?
And train and
is there
whatnot.
One word that covers all of that?
Yes, you like a train.
Uh-huh.
And trailer and all like that. They call
what
them.
What do they get at Christmas time, children? What do they like to get at Christmas time?
Well, they want dolls, they want clothes, they want...
they want everything.
Everything they can get.
Uh-huh. Would you call that those things all together toys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is a little bit different. I'm going to just say, for instance, I would say, right now I see you, and yesterday I saw you.
Yes.
So the word changes a little bit from see to saw.
Yes.
Or I'd say, we go to church every Sunday, but we went to church last Sunday, so we go to went. So let's try. If we were talking about buying groceries,
yes.
You might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
I might ask you how cheap he was.
No, something. If we were talking about buying groceries, if you just want to use the word buy.
Well, I say buy groceries.
Okay, you would say, have the groceries been what yet?
What price are some?
No, for buying now, if you were using buying only, have the groceries been?
Well, I'd say, how did the groceries buy?
Would you say bought? Have the groceries been bought,
yes.
Buyed, or bought?
Well, either one. It's been the same thing, wouldn't it?
Okay, so what would you say then? Have the groceries been what yet?
Bought,
okay. If we're talking about eating apples, you could ask me, have the apples been what already? Talking about eating.
I see. Was the apple good?
No, we're talking about eating now.
I see. Yeah, I'm going to eat an apple.
Okay. And you might say, yes, I something an apple yesterday. What would you say?
I think they already had a seed in them yesterday.
Yeah, but if you're talking about eating them now, if you, yes, I something the apple yesterday. Talking about eating.
Well.